Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board!
Toot toot! This week with good sound, we hope.
Yeah, well, this week, yeah, it's basically us discussing the lost episodes.
Now you weren't, people were suggesting you were moving away from the mic, but it was actually a button on the desk, which either of us have no real idea how to work, and there was something, I don't know, some balance.
I just want to say, everyone, it wasn't my fault. I did start to listen to it, and I immediately texted the producer and said, hey, I swear to God, I was not waving in and out of the microphone. I wasn't standing around like, you know, sort of as if I was some kind of rock star.
Like a backup singer. You're like a backup singer. You're like, oh, I'll just come and go when I want. You know what I mean? No one really knows, cares what I'm doing up the back here.
Yeah. And he said the person who used the desk before me had switched it over to some function, but obviously the only function I know is on and off, so I didn't know that I was supposed to check for random functions that have been used.
No, we don't know that. Yeah, we don't know that, but that's all right. And so I listened to the whole episode, and look, I got used to you not talking, you know, you well, you would start sentences, then fade out, then fade back up. It was like, and I kept thinking because I was listening on my phone with headphones, oh, I'm getting a phone call, but no, you just stop talking. Oh, someone's ringing me. Oh, no, hang on, you're back. But it was a good episode despite that. But anyway, the next one we record in the same time, and we're not going to put that out because it'll be the same problem. Someone said they were getting a migraine from it. We don't want to cause illness or accidents.
Other people might have been like you, Dave, and actually enjoyed the fact that my voice kept cutting out.
I didn't enjoy it. It was just, but sometimes you would talk for a bit and you were all there, but then.
Then right as I got to some punchline or something interesting, it would drop out.
Anyway, so we did an episode on barbecue chips.
Well, hang on. No, Dave, I'm not jumping ahead to there yet. I need to recap a few things that happened in the chicken crimpy versus chicken in a biscuit.
Okay, go on.
Because we pulled the episode down, so not everyone will have heard it.
Yeah.
We will be revisiting chicken biscuits, I'm here to tell you, because I've been contacted by a researcher who says we should include the Natural Chip Company's chicken cracker, and they have bought some for me and sent them to me. So we will revisit chicken biscuits.
And there's also a chicken, fried chicken leg one too or something. there's some other weird one. That's the real deal.
Yeah, so we've got to try a few more up against chicken crimpy.
Shaped like a drumstick it was, this one.
Okay.
Shaped like a drumstick.
So it's not over. We'll be back with more chicken biscuits.
It's not over until the half bird squawks, half cooked. What's his name? We had some great conversations about the logo.
Oh,
the
that poor chicken that has a live head and a roasted body, and he's actually looking at himself and saying, I'm alive with flavour. It's just one of the cruelest images ever.
And he's squawking.
They don't do that on steak, do they? You don't get a pack of steak with a cow on the front, and then he's cut down the middle and you just see all the steaks inside. Well, actually, maybe I have seen that. Maybe that's why it's such a vivid memory.
Well, you don't get that on bacon. You never see a pig on it. Well, you do occasionally see a pig's head, but you never see like a porky pig cut in the middle with bacon.
It's weird, isn't it? But I do have to, before we move on to the barbecue chips episode that never was, I have to just remind everyone, because it was the episode where I talked about Sugar Free September, which is a fundraising thing for muscular dystrophy, and the whole connection with going sugar free is that it's very difficult trying to go sugar free, but it's even more difficult living with muscular dystrophy. And what they do is people go sugar free for September and they raise money. If you don't want to go sugar free the whole time, what you can do is you can buy yourself a $37 sugar sweet release pass, it's called, and you can have a day where you're allowed to eat sugar. So what I did is I said I can't do sugar free September because I'm a professional and my livelihood requires me to eat sugar. Mm-hmm. So I bought 30 $37 passes.
Which we worked out was around $1,000.
Yes. I got you to check my maths because I'm not great at maths and I didn't want to find that I'd suddenly committed to
30 grand.
So anyway, I've made my donation so the muscular dystrophy people can check my stats there and make sure I bought $37 passes. But yeah, that's sugar-free September. I know September's nearly over, but it's not our fault. It was the sound recording. So anyway, now we can move on to barbecue chips.
So barbecue chips, and good on you for doing that for the Muscle Dystrophy Association. Barbecue chips, well, we basically had Samboy, Red Rock Deli. I've got it wrong. It's I started with such confidence, too.
Yeah, I know. I thought, listen to Dave doing a wrap-up. Yeah, this is great.
Typical man. This typical man. after hearing one of my brothers in his corporate meetings, I've learned all the tricks. You just talk and you repeat what you say. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we had Samboy chips. We had Smith's chips. And Boulder Canyon,
Hickory Smoked Barbecue, I think they were. Hickory
Sandra, barbecue. What were those third chips we had? Yeah, okay. Now I'll just repeat what you said, Sandra. That's what they do in corporate meetings. I've seen it. Yeah, sorry. Boulder Canyon?
Yeah. Boulder Canyon Hickory Barbecue.
And what did we decide?
Oh, it was pretty. Dave, it was hands down, Smith's chip was the winner.
Oh, unbelievable.
I can still taste them now. They were so good, and I had high hopes for Samboy. And Samboy, it was like they hadn't even put any barbecue powder on there.
They had a bit of a weird taste, Samboy, I thought. They had a bit of overuse of a herb.
Yeah, not enough barbecue.
Yeah. Mm. And Boulder Canyon were almost like a different category. They were smoky. They were good.
Yeah, but more like something that you'd rub on your barbecue if you're doing a thing of ribs. They were very smoky rather than just pure barbecue.
Yeah, and so we just both thought Smith's was like 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, whatever. And
10. I'm not even holding back a point. I don't know if I got a particularly good bag, but mine were exceptional, Dave.
Mine were great, and I have to say I shared them with the children afterwards, and everyone agreed they were the best. Mm. They were the best. Chuck out the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And also there was a bit of lame research on the barbecue chip. It was first ever flavoured chip, introduced in 1959 by Joe Spud Murphy. I don't even have to refer to my notes. That's gone into my head.
Incredible. That's incredible.
Total recall right there.
You're just waiting for your first dinner party in 2022 and you have all these facts backed up. Gee, wow. Kitty was impressive tonight. Oh, I know. Well, that's facts. and it was, as we say, you don't see barbecue chips a lot. They're not bought out at functions. Occasionally kids' parties, you might see them, but they are a good chip. They are a great chip.
Yeah, they really fall into the category of always better than you remember. It's like, barbecue chips. And then you eat, if you get a Smith's one, you go, oh, why do I not buy these all the time? So good.
Now, also I think it was in the other episode, your love of dark chocolate Kit Kats.
We did a new segment called Shut Up About It, because I wouldn't shut up about the dark Kit Kats. But what did you think, Dave, when I gave you the orange Kit Kat? What did you think?
Fantastic. Yeah. And, I've still got some in my fridge, and they are – the orange Kit Kat dark one is a ripper.
It's really good, isn't it? You weren't so big on the mint one.
No. I like mint, but if it verges on toothpaste, I sort of don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to do. I like to have an orange one, and then I go to brush my teeth just with a bit of mint Kit Kat. I go in there and just rub it all over my teeth. Delicious.
So I think – and the other thing we which has gone with the lost episode is Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. We did Please Discuss, and we did a couple of American things, Twizzlers and Kool-Aid.
Thanks to Steve at Melted Candy, your lolly shop in Yarra Glen, if you're in that area, and he does online orders. And Kool-Aid is such a weird – it's a powdered cordial, basically.
Again, bit of lame research on Kool-Aid. Well, you've got a fun fact about Kool-Aid and the expression don't drink the Kool-Aid. Dave, if you'd like to take us there, I could happily listen to that again. That was a very fun fact.
Well, it involved the death of 900 people.
Okay, maybe not so fun. Sorry.
So when Jim Jones, the saying just drink the Kool-Aid comes from the Jim Jones massacre. He was like an anti-vacca type who took 900 people to the South American bush, and he made them drink Kool-Aid and poisoned them. Hmm. But it wasn't, in fact, Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid, which was a cheaper generic knockoff of Kool-Aid. And so poor old Kool-Aid has been had labeled with his stigma for years when it wasn't even Kool-Aid, it was Flavor-Aid.
But
that
I
is
have
the
to
fact.
Say, Dave, you know, having now tasted Kool-Aid, I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find a cheaper knockoff of Kool-Aid yes. than Kool-Aid itself. That was properly disgusting. It came in a little sachet and you just randomly made yourself up a glass of it, but I followed the directions. You get this tiny little sachet and you tip that into a thing, but then you have to add a cup of sugar.
Yes.
And a liter of water. And then shake it all up. How is that even convenient?
It was. And me, it was terrible. It was great. It smelled nice.
Yeah.
It smelled nice.
It smelled like grape bubble gum, didn't it? Grape Hubba Bubba.
Oh, yum. And me and Kitty theorized that if we were in fact involved in the Jim Jones Massacre, we would both still be alive because.
Because I wouldn't have drunk the Kool-Aid. It was disgusting.
I would have passed it on and then we would have both lay there and go, we're still here.
So. We would have just drunk it and then just laid down and go, just fake it till he's gone. Although he killed himself too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No winners there. A little bit of lame research on Kool-Aid, just because I did it, Dave. I don't like it going
to waste. Oh, yes, you did. You did deep research.
I did.
Yes.
It came originally from a guy who used to market something called Fruit Smack, which was like a fruit cordial concentrate, but they had a problem with transportation because it was in glass bottles, so it would smash very easily. It was very heavy to cart around, as anyone who does merch after a show would know. You want to keep your merch light because you've got to transport it to each show. I always remember when Jim Jefferies was doing mugs with a rude word on the front of them. And I have no objection to him selling mugs with a rude word on the front of them, but all my objection was, oh, my God, are you mad? Like, A, they're going to break in transportation, and B, too heavy, mate. You've got to pay too much for the
stubby holder for stubby holder for your fans, Jim, I reckon. Don't you reckon?
I do tea towels. They're nice and light. But
then
No size problems. T-shirts are a size problem,
What did you start doing?
We do tea towels, and then I started doing books, and that's a nightmare.
Heavy.
They're too heavy.
They're heavy.
But, yeah, so anyway, this guy who was marketing Fruit Smack, he worked out the technology to remove the water from the Fruit Smack cordial concentrate and just have the powder, and that's where Kool-Aid came from.
Wow.
But to be honest, I reckon he could have left it there.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I'd rather a syrup. But yeah.
And the Twizzlers? So, what did you think of the Twizzlers, Dave?
They're like a strawberry licorice, aren't they? But they're too fake. I mean, yeah,
it was like chewing sort of strawberry flavored plastic.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And as you said, you'd have to keep putting more in your mouth because you keep thinking, oh, is it the flavor going to hit any minute now? But
yeah, you think if I just eat more, if I just cram more in my mouth, it'll taste more strawberry, less plastic. But it never does. You just keep tasting plastic. Neil Armstrong, this was my lame research on the Twizzler. Neil Armstrong, while he was wandering around the moon, apparently said, I could go for a Twizzler right now.
That's right.
Which is pretty weird. And I put it to you, Dave, I mooted that perhaps he wasn't talking about a Twizzler. He was just kind of trying to say he needed to do a wee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe he was just trying to be polite and they're all going, oh, a Twizzler. Ooh, it's like, no, that's just what Neil calls whizzing in his spacesuit. He was just warning Buzz. Oh, I'm coming back in with a wetsuit, buddy.
Wetsuit. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we've covered it off.
Yeah. One more thing, Dave, from the lost episodes, because last week it was like our palates were just incredibly sharp. Like we were out of the gate with the guessing. You guessed
pork belly. Yeah, pork belly and apple.
You gave me pork belly and apple. I wasn't that immediate on that one, but I could taste that it was a fatty meat chip, I think was my guess. You guessed tasty cheese chips. But then the next week, the one that never went to air, the last episode. That one. What did you give me, Dave? And what did I not even have to think about? It's the best guess I've ever had.
It was the monster mash, or it was a pickled onion monster. What are they? It's a British snack.
Pickled onion monster mash.
British monster munch, not monster mash. And you didn't even taste it. You just opened up the pack and went, that's pickled onion. It was incredible.
I licked it. It was incredible. And it was like I was drinking pickled onion juice, which I'm not averse to doing. So I knew the flavour. I've eaten a lot of pickled onions in my life. I tried to put you onto the pickled onions, Dave. Did you get involved? I told you to get yourself a little jar of cocktail onions to just snack on.
Oh, yeah. Build once your lockdown's way up. Open, I'll get onto that. Once lockdown finishes.
No, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a jar.
I've been busy. I've been at the shrine. I've been on the West Gate. I've got things to do, Kim. I'm out there protesting.
You've got some high vis, haven't you, Dave? You've got a high vis.
Yeah,
vest.
I've got high vis somewhere. And we're heading towards the Penguin Parade. We're doing all the tourist spots in Melbourne. That's what we're doing. It's pretty. Oh, we shouldn't laugh, but we do. Anyway, your pickle knowledge is incredible. Just to pick that was amazing.
But you also very quickly got. Balsamic vinegar and caramelized onion.
Oh, that's right.
Grain wave. Yeah.
Yeah, look, we were on fire and you're just going to have to take our word for us, guys, because we were. Yeah. But anyway.
There was no thinking. It was just like, taste it, shout it out. Yeah.
Straight there. What are we going to do now? You've got give me stuff.
Today's a bit of a hodgepodge episode because we weren't expecting to have to record. So we've just kind of gone through our stocks and worked out what we've both got left. And I had proposed that we do a creaming soda off where we try red creaming soda versus brown creaming soda because I'm not even sure which one I like best. I think maybe I like brown, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you'd think as an adult you'd prefer brown.
I don't know. For some reason, I think the brown one tastes more vanilla-y and the red one tastes more raspberry-ish, but I think I'm just going on colours.
Yes.
But anyway, we've both got Kirk's red creaming soda and Schweppes brown creaming soda.
No, what are your feelings about creamy soda?
Oh, bloody love it.
Yeah.
I bloody love it. And I love it to drink, like I will just drink it on its own, but if I had some vanilla ice cream, which I don't, unfortunately. But, oh, man, I love a proper creaming soda. I love a spider. I love a Coke float. But if I've got creaming soda and ice cream, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, there used to be this great cafe in Melbourne called the Black Cat. And we used to go there when we were, like, at high school and then uni. So I'm talking early, mid-80s. It was there for years. And they did the best spiders.
A lemonade spider? Coke. That's a good one too.
Raspberry spider. Coke. My nana used to make them when we go over there.
She'd
make
them. Out of what?
Yeah. She would just use lemonade and ice cream, like a basic spider, but still.
Delicious.
Better than lemon cordial.
And did you ever have, if you had that green fizzy drink? I don't even know what it was called. But there was a green fizzy drink you could get, a limeade kind of thing.
Yeah, lime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can still get it. Schweppes still put it out.
Well, that with ice cream in it, heaven. So I'm just going to open my bottles here, but I haven't opened them, so I'm hoping they're not going to fizzle over my floor. I should really open them over the sink.
Mm.
I'm a bit nervous. Hang on.
You'll be right, Nana. Don't worry about it. You'll be right.
You'll be right, Nana. Yeah, and I am a Nana. Look,
don't worry about it.
You know what I've brought to my tasting table?
Oh, yeah.
A little thermal cup of ice because I like ice in my beverages.
Oh.
So I've got my...
I like ice in beverages too.
Got my ice here. I'm going to pour myself a glass of red.
Listen to that.
Oh, that's a delicious
glass
of red.
You could do Zoom cocktail sessions.
I could do those, what's it called, ASMR or something, where people talk up close on the microphone.
I don't know. I was doing a Zoom gig the other day and the guy goes, the cocktailologist pulled out. So it's like.
The cocktailologist?
Yeah, they pulled out. They had a clash. So.
Do they really have like that?
Yeah, they do sessions, people,
I'm trying to make it sound appealing for people. Ready?
Sounds good.
Okay, now I'll just do the plugging.
I'm sniffing. Oh, listen to that sound.
Can you hear that? That's brown.
Yes, that's brown. Schweppes.
Well, yeah, there was more Schweppes of essence there. Look, if you listen and compare that to Kirk's. Not so much Schweppes of essence there.
Less. Well, Kirk's don't have Kirk of essence, do they?
what are you going to try first?
I've just tried the brown one, I have
God
to admit.
God damn it, Dave.
Well, do you want to try the red one?
No, I'll try the brown one if that's what you've done.
Oh, I'm a baby. Yeah.
Oh, God, it smells good, doesn't it?
Oh, yum. Yeah, really good.
Mm. See?
That vanilla. Now,
the vanilla makes it taste like it's already got ice cream in it. That's the beauty, yes. I think, of the brown yes. one. It tastes like you're already drinking fizzy drink with ice cream in it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Mm. Well, that's very good. I feel like the red one's going to be a bit more artificial tasting. I still have high hopes, though.
Okay.
And just so that I don't get sued, it does actually say on the front of the Kirk's bottle, no artificial colours or flavours. So I take that back, Kirk's, when I said I think you're going to taste artificial.
Ooh. Well, what's that? What makes that colour?
A bit more like medicine.
What's making that?
I don't know. What is making that
colour? Oh, have you
tasted it? Oh, no doubt it'll be a number, Dave. That's what's making the colour.
Yeah, that's more sort of strawberry raspberry-ish, isn't it? That's like
What's missing there is the delicious ice cream already in it.
Yes.
I think that'd be nice with ice cream in it, but just to drink on its own, I don't think I'd love that as much as the Schweppes.
No, the Schweppes is more traditional. That's kind of more a traditional creamy soda, I reckon.
Yeah, it feels that like if you're in
I've
one
gone
of
back
those
to the I've gone.
Me too. I'm back on the Schweppes too.
If you're in one of those those soda bars or
one of those old fashioned soda bars like on in Back to the Future.
Yes.
It feels like something you'd get there. Oh, that's delicious. Well, I'm going to put that in the some category.
Yeah, that's definitely just get some. That is beautiful.
I mean, you know, if you want to have a delicious cocktail without the alcohol, I would just have a glass. Do you know what I've been
stand
making
around
for myself?
That, but yeah.
At the cocktail, Zoom quiz parties that I have on the weekend with friends who aren't in town. I've been making myself a pina colada.
Oh.
But
like a proper pina colada or?
Well, not really because I don't have any rum and I can't be bothered buying rum just to make one pina colada. So I just make it with coconut cream and pineapple juice and frozen pineapple. And it's really delicious. And then I get a maraschino cherry on the top. I love the maraschino cherry. I think that's the only reason I make them.
Yeah. What is it? Do you like getting caught in the rain?
Oh,
like pina,
I'm not into yogurt, but I'm into champagne.
She likes pina colada and getting caught in the rain. You know that song, the pina colada song, surely.
That's the next line. I'm not into yogurt. Okay. I am into champagne.
That's right.
Probably get sued now.
That's right. And it ends up being they're already married.
They're already married.
No, they've already – remember the whole thing they're already married.
That's the twist. They both like making love at midnight. Don't know what comes after that. Remember that? If you like making love at midnight.
Pre-Tinder. At midnight.
It is. It's like a Tinder song. It was a very, very early booty call. That's what they used to call it.
That's funny. All right.
What have you sent me, Dave?
This can come under, is this a sweet, sweet memory jogger? The Terry's Orange?
Yeah, kind of.
Just an oddity kind of thing.
Yeah. It is a bit of a sweet, sweet memory jogger, but I don't really have any early memories of it. But it does have memories of a particular place for me. So we're doing the Terry's
what, Terry's
chocolate
place?
Orange. No, the UK. They're very big in the UK.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I think we had one overseas maybe. Yeah.
Very English thing. And they are heavily promoted at Christmas time, the Terry's Chocolate Orange. They do more sales at Christmas than any other time. And I think it might be something to do with in the oldie days, what was quite common to get in your Christmas stocking in England was an orange. Like it was a real treat.
Yes, yes.
You know, because obviously they didn't have fruit.
I remember my dad or someone or a grandparent telling me they got an orange for Christmas and we were all going, an orange for Christmas? But I think that's where it comes from. It was like a treat.
Yeah, you would get an orange or a clementine as well. They were big on the mandarins in your Christmas stocking like a big old treat. But I know you're going to eat it, so I'm just going to give you some lame research on Terry's Chocolate Orange while you
yep.
while you go early. There's no point me getting annoyed about it.
No, I can wait. I can wait with Terry's. It's not that appealing.
Someone actually suggested that we should change my name to the Wombat. They liked it better than the Possum.
Yeah, I did call you the Wombat by mistake.
Yeah, I think referring to the fat ass. No. Not that you were referring to it, but this person.
No.
Anyway, Joseph Terry was a chemist and he joined a York sweets company in 1823 and he started making chocolates and marmalades and candied peels. And then in 1895, he handed over to his sons and they developed this thing. The building became known as the Terry's Chocolate Works. But the first thing they made in 1926 was a dessert chocolate apple.
Oh, another fruit.
Yeah, they went with a chocolate apple first. And it wasn't until 1932 that they brought out the chocolate orange. And then during the war, obviously, they went, hey, guys, you can't be making chocolates. We're going to repurpose your factory and we're going to make propellers for the planes.
Oh, wow.
I know, how delicious. You could eat a whole propeller of chocolate. And then after the war, they phased out the apple because of rationing. There was only enough chocolate for one fruit and they said, right, well, it's going to be the orange. So they focused on the orange. They tried bringing in the chocolate lemon in 1979. Nobody wanted it.
What?
It was gone in 3 years. The chocolate lemon was a lemon.
Fantastic.
And now Terry's Chocolate Orange is made in France. Over to you, Dave, to tell us about the chocolate orange. And I want you to describe how it comes too, please, because you opened this one.
Yeah, well, so I opened it. Yeah, yeah. So, I took a few pieces out. Anyway, I got to try some right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. It's not bad.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like orange and chocolate, as we established with the Kit Kat. That's good.
That's really nice. It's a very nice milk chocolate. You can get dark chocolate ones too. And what I'll tell you what I like about it, it's quite deceptive because it comes in a box. It's like a round thing and then you open it up for those of you who hadn't had one because I hadn't had one till I was in England. I was always a bit scared of them. I didn't know what they were. I thought you got a whole orange and you had to bite it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's actually broken into these really nice, neat segments. You get 20 segments. That's a lot of segments, Dave. That's bigger than a block of chocolate.
Yeah, they're just pieces, aren't they? They're good.
Yeah, they're like little orange segments. Yeah. And you're supposed to – they used to all be stuck together quite firmly and you had to like smash it before you unwrapped it. That was their whole campaign was smash it and unwrap it or tap it and wrap it or something.
That's right.
But anyway, I think it's –
No, they're good. I don't mind that.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm not sure if I'd – God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I might go the orange Kit Kat over it though.
Oh, the dark chocolate. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I think maybe I just like the wafer in it. It's pretty nice though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, the biscuit in – yeah, yeah, it's not bad. It's actually better than what I remember, Terry. Terry's done okay. Terry's done well.
I'd be pretty happy if someone put that in my Christmas stocking.
Yeah, better than a bit of coal, that's for sure. That's what the naughty kids got. Well, that's good. Yeah, get one of those. They're not bad.
Mm. And they'll last you for ages because it'll just sit in your cupboard and you just go and have a segment. Like you don't kind of – it's not one of those things that you go, oh, I've got to keep eating it. So you could just have it in there for a while.
Yeah, you're right because, I mean, we're both gluttons, so I would not – I would stop at 2 or 3, I reckon. I wouldn't do the whole thing.
Yeah, I could put that back and save it for later. That's actually quite a plus for a lolly for me. Some things I can't – like I can't have party mix in my cupboard because I just keep going back and eating it until there's only peaches and cream left.
Yes. that's good. All right. Well, should we do the 12 breakaway? This is another thing that we found.
Oh, do you know what else we talked about that I just want to remind people of because I think it's in one of the last episodes. You were right about there being popcorn. A particular type of corn that pops. Mm. There are two types of corn, one that pops and one that doesn't, but you just had it flipped around.
Yes.
The Native American Indians had popcorn that doesn't pop, whereas the Aztecs had popcorn and they used to make decorations out of it.
Yeah, and then someone ate it and went, oh, not bad.
Yeah, delicious bad, decorations. And someone got hungry and just went, I'm just going to have a nibble on my necklace. And then they went, oh, this tastes good.
Yeah. So that's good anyway, to know.
That was just was just a quick little segment. Dave was right.
Doesn't happen very often, trust me.
I've got this other thing that you sent me, Dave. Do you want to try this? Like I said, we're just going through the bag and seeing what we've got left.
Yes, 12 breakaway. Why not? Because, I mean...
What is it, Dave? I don't even know what I'm looking at here. Tell me.
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, a twirl... Hang on. A twirl is a flake covered in chocolate. Is it not? Is that a twirl?
It is also Glenn's favourite bar, I believe.
Right. Okay. Isn't it
your brother Glenn's favourite bar?
Yes, it was listed in one of his, top five lollies that we heard.
He loved the neatness of the twirl.
The twirl. But Breakaway, of course, we did Breakaway versus Kit Kat, and Breakaway is a Kit Kat-esque Cadbury bar.
Yeah, so like thicker Kit Kat.
I don't know what the actual...
See, what is this?
...deal is. A Frankenstein creation.
Okay.
Should we try it?
I'm going to read you what it is. It's two bars of swirls and curls... Inside layers of, they've really got to start putting punctuation in the wrapping.
Yes.
Honestly. Two bars of swirls and curls inside layers of crispy wafer. Then they need a comma. Coated in Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate.
Mm.
Okay. Are you eating it?
No, I'm going to unwrap it. There'll be some rustling. I haven't, this is, this is a pretty amazing.
This is like first. This is like freak of the week.
Okay.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what it is. Oh, God, it's confusing my mouth.
It tastes like a breakaway, but just with a bit more chocolate in the middle, kind of.
It tastes like a stale twirl.
Oh.
The wafer's making it taste like the twirl's gone off.
Oh. I don't mind it.
Oh, it's kind of like it's just robbing you of the nice flake in the middle. The wafer's taking up too much space. I feel like that's like poor man's twirl. It's like, let's save money on the flaky chocolate and just put some cheap wafers in there.
Well, Albert at the local milk bar said to me, yeah, that's how they're selling breakaways now. They're a twirl. I'm like, but it's not either. It's not a breakaway or a twirl.
I'm going to have another bite, Dave, just to make sure I'm right. But
yeah. I've already eaten half of the stick.
It's promising when you bite through it. You think, oh, this is going to be good, but then it doesn't deliver. It just all disappears. The wafer disappears. There's too much air in it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Not enough chocolate, too much fucking air. Nice chocolate.
I'm still eating it. Yeah, I ate the whole thing, but I didn't like it.
Hang on, I'll just have a sip of my creaming soda.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, there's nothing down like washing sweet with sweet.
Oh, sweet with sweet.
Mm. Mm. Oh, God, that's good stuff.
Well, you know what? We've covered off a lot here, and I think that's enough. Yeah.
Have you got any ice cream, Dave?
I have got some ice cream, yeah.
No, you're lucky. You and the kids can go and have
make a spider.
Spiders.
Oh, great idea.
I might have to go down to Jock's, get myself some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Good ice cream.
Just treat myself. Why not? It's grand final day, isn't it?
It's grand final in Victoria.
Are you supposed to be watching the grand final?
No, it's at night. It's in Perth. Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, my team's not playing, so it doesn't matter. But, it's in Perth. So, the mighty D's and the Bulldogs. So, we'll see what happens.
We'll be back with a proper episode next week.
Next week.
This was
Absolutely.
Just our explanation episode of why it went wrong, why the barbecue chips episode is missing, and this was basically us just finishing off what was in the pantry.
It's like we've come home at 1 a.m, we're starving, we've just gone through it.
It's lucky we didn't turn it into, have you got any peanut butter? I'll just eat peanut butter with cooking chocolate on it.
Yeah. I'm just going to we got no milk. I'll have Nutri-Grain without any milk. I'll have water. No worry about it. All those
I had to
things.
Stop stocking Nutella in my cupboard as well because I was coming home going, right, I don't have any treats in the cupboard. Good on me. And then I go, oh, I have got Nutella there. That can be eaten with a spoon, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then do you know what I discovered? If you get out like a, you know, like a tortilla wrap, because I've always got those yep. in the freezer, and then you cover that, like you spread Nutella all over that, and then just heat it up in a frying pan, then fold it together. Oh, it's like the most delicious.
Like a pancake.
Yeah,
like a pancake.
It's like a delicious Nutella pancake.
Oh,
it's really good. Have a go at that one, everyone. Just some top tips. Top tips for when you come home late at night.
Can't wait for your cooking book to come out. I'll have a health warning on the front. Not recommended for children or obese people. Oh, we'll speak to you next week, guys, but thanks
for
listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for putting up with last week, those people who bothered to listen through the chicken episode. I promise I did actually finish a few sentences, and they were really interesting, if only you
really
could
funny. Really funny. Really funny.
See you, Dave.
See you, bye.